Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk. I'm your host, Miss B, out of the D, and I got my co-host for about 5 minutes, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Hello, Miss V. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, especially since the Lions won. So,
did they?
I'm
wondering.
Yes, and I want to say something to the Commanders. That was the team we played. If your fans are going to come and talk shit, can y'all tell me what the fuck the Commander is? You know, I understand that there's politically correct. Sometimes this shit is getting a little bit out of hand. I understand why the Redskins changed their name to Commanders, but if you're going to change your name, can it have a meaning? Or can it be something that we can relate to? What the fuck is your mascot? I mean, no wonder y'all fucking losing. I mean, seriously, can somebody tell me what the hell a goddamn Commander is?
Because
I think of a commander,
very
I think of a motherfucker that works. I'm just being honest. You know, between the damn Washington Commanders and the damn Cleveland Guardians, I still don't know what the fuck nobody is. Y'all couldn't find an animal? I mean, at least when Eastern Michigan changed from the Hurons to the Eagles, we can relate to the fucking Eagles. What the fuck is that? Yeah, it is disrespect. I ain't going to say no fucking disrespect. Y'all couldn't think of shit else?
Yep.
I'm just saying. Got y'all ass beat today. Because y'all don't know what the fuck y'all are, and neither do we. I mean, at least when the Eagles beat us, it's an Eagle, okay? Yeah, we ain't too fond of fucking Eagles beating up on the damn Lions, but at least it's a damn Eagle. I don't know what the fuck a Commander is. That goes to one of my high school mascots that I had was a rustic. I still don't know what the fuck a rustic is. I had to look it up. You know what it is? It's pretty much a farmer. Why didn't you say fucking farmer? But no, we gotta be the fucking rustics. I literally had to look up in the goddamn dictionary what the fuck a rustic was. I was so glad I switched from that high school. I will not say what the high school was. For anybody who's here in Detroit, y'all would know who it was. But, okay, I'm just saying. You know, what the fuck is a damn rustic? I had to go look it up. I'm so glad I switched to the school that was a Spartan. At least I know what the damn Spartan was.
Well, there's two teams in baseball that are the same white.
I'm just saying. I just want people to understand, you know, they don't make the Webster's Dictionary in hardcover no more, at least to my knowledge. So when I got to sit here and I got to figure out what the fuck a damn commander is, Google ain't always right. Can y'all give me something I can relate to? Shit. I mean, between the damn Commanders and the Guardians, I guess I'll leave that shit alone because the Guardians are kicking some ass this year, but the Commanders...
It's kind of like the Cleveland Browns. They lost today.
No, but see, the Browns, at least we know what the Browns are. The Browns are actually a dog. And their mascot is a dog. And he is so pretty. What the fuck is a goddamn commander? What you going to do, go find a goddamn billy goat or something? I mean, seriously.
No doubt.
I know y'all don't like that I'm bitching about that, but I mean, sometimes you get to ask me for a reason. We just want to know what the hell you are. And there's Randy. Damn. Hey, Randy.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, beautiful, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Do you know what the fuck a commander is? I'm on this shit right now about what the fuck a damn commander is.
No, I haven't heard of it.
What is a commander?
A commander?
The Redskins are not a fucking commander. I'm trying to figure out what the hell a damn commander is.
I do not know. Why are they called that?
Y'all got to come and let us know what the fuck a damn commander is. Y'all might get a better. At least with the Redskins, y'all had a decent record. What the fuck y'all going to do with the damn commanders? We don't know
don't
who
know.
You are.
Right.
And yes, as a Lions fan, I'm loving this shit because we don't even know what the fuck you are. Do we eat you? Do we throw you up? Do we just kind of run over you? You know, as Lions fans, we're always hungry, but do we eat a commander? Do we hop in the car and run over a commander? What is a commander? Note what you said to the American Indians, to Native Americans, but at least we knew what the Redskins were. Now, the odds of a damn lion catching a damn Indian, I mean, let's keep it real. That's some bullshit also, because we know the Native Americans were even go to Africa. But still, what the fuck is a damn commander? We don't even know what you are. And apparently you don't either. I asked some fans today what the fuck a commander was, and they kept saying, I'm a commander. We was like, but what is one? Can y'all tell me? I was at a tailgate.
Last time I heard, commanders are like one of those ranks in the military or something.
But the whole thing, see, let me tell you about, if you want to go by a rank in the military, you know them motherfuckers don't work. If you're an officer, officers don't fucking work. So y'all really want a damn title that don't work? Seriously. I'm just saying, you know.
I take it you've been watching football today.
I was at the game today. We beat the Commander's ass. That's why I want to know what the fuck a commander is. I know what a lion is. If you swim in, listen, when I sit up in the stands and I yell, one pride, there was like one pride. See, the pride is what a lion has. What the fuck do commanders have? You ain't got no tribe. What the hell y'all got? At least the Cleveland Browns got the dog pound, okay? Woof, woof. I don't understand. And see, Kansas City ain't changed their name. They still the Chiefs. I mean, I'm just saying. As I'm stepping on my tea.
I mean, what about getting off the baseball team, the Indians?
They're the Guardians.
The Guardians.
I don't know what the fuck they are either, but they're kicking ass. So I can't really harp on them because I can't talk about a team that's actually still doing good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what a Guardian is either. Between the Guardian and the Commanders. But, you know, I really can't go after Cleveland because they've been beating. Every time they see us, they beat our ass. So they have no fucking Tigers for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So whatever the hell a damn Guardian is, they eating very well. But I can't talk about a commander. See, I know when to talk shit. I understand that the Indians are not a Guardian. I don't know what they are, but considering they have us for lunch, I need to shut the fuck up on that. But when it comes down to the commanders, y'all didn't have us for lunch. So what the fuck is a goddamn commander?
maybe they just pick a name at random or something. I don't know.
Oh, you mean like they threw some? They said, you know what? We got to get rid of this damn discriminatory name, and let's throw a bunch of names in a hat that are non-discriminatory and just take one out. That's what they did. They closed their eyes, put their hand over the face, and picked one out, and they came up with the fucking Commanders. Okay.
That I don't mean I don't know if that's true, but I have a feeling they probably did. I cannot say that's true.
Listen, Baltimore has the Ravens. Indianapolis has the Colts. Everything. I mean, Seattle got the damn Seahawks. Denver got the Broncos. Jacksonville got the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, okay, here it is. I'm going to put it out there because I know somebody's going to hear this show and they're going to say, damn, did this bitch go there? Okay, if it's so discriminatory to use the name Redskins and Indians, why the fuck is Dallas allowed to still be called the fucking Cowboys? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I guess it's a lot of people don't think Cowboy is offensive anymore unless you actually are a fan of the team. Then you're offensive.
But I'm just asking. You know, I mean, we've got all these other fucking animals out here that are named, but we got rid of the Guardian, we got rid of the Redskins, we got rid of the Indian. Why the fuck we still got the Cowboys? At least I knew what the fucking Houston Oilers were, and they fucking gone. What is it? Does Houston even have a team now?
Tennessee Titans and the Houston Texans.
Okay. The Texans, first of all, if I was a fucking Texan, I would be fucking offended. I might want them to get rid of that goddamn name because, see, right now, if I was a Texan, y'all ain't, you know, anti-life, anti-everything else. I mean, that's what you want to be associated with? I mean, shit, I might be mad if I was born and raised in Texas and y'all was saying Texas. Like, hold up, y'all got rid, get rid of that shit because, you know, that ain't the most pleasant name to have right now.
Yeah. So very true.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I hear Texas and I don't see shit positive about Texas. Let's see. They lose power in the fucking winter and a little 10-year-old boy dies. God rest his soul. Y'all, five people who know what the hell is going on to other places and don't tell them what's going on. You claim that you're pro-life, but yet it's still, you don't understand when some bullshit happens. So, oh yeah, I'm good. If I lived in Texas, I would be trying to get them to get rid of that name. I'd be like, yeah, you know, that's kind of fucking offensive.
Yep. All right, people, I have to go. I got to start loading up and get on the road. So, everybody,
well, you
have
know it out there.
Good
you
week.
Take it easy. You have a good week.
Yeah.
I'll text you. It might be some shit going on next week, but now, you take it easy. You have a great week because we got another 45 minutes on this show, and me and Randy will hold it down.
Yep.
We gonna have some shit to talk
about
because we guys talk about the Ravens and this other shit. What the fuck did the Ravens do anything? Listen, we gonna try to find out what it did. Really, our job is to find out what the fuck the Commander is.
Yep.
We'll find out what it is.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So, Randy.
Yes?
Are we going to figure out what the fuck a damn Commander is?
Hopefully we'll find out by the end of this show.
Wait a minute, and why is the Vikings saying shit? You know, couldn't the Vikings be kind of offensive? I mean, let's talk about shit that's offensive. When they sit there and they sound, oh, this is disrespectful and this is offensive, well, don't you think that it might be offensive to be called a fucking Viking? I mean, I'm sure that in Alaska or someplace there's some Vikings around, some still living Vikings. Couldn't that shit be considered offensive? Since we're talking about we
don't
want to offend nobody. I'm just saying.
I just don't get it. I mean, what if I'm not saying now, but sometime the Minnesota Vikings change their name. We sometime in our lifetime, in the future, where we're probably dead. We'd probably be dead by then. I mean,
don't know. If somebody come up and say they don't like the Vikings, they might change that too. I think I should get a petition to get rid of the damn Texans and the Cowboys. I'm just saying. Because, you know, Cowboys, first of all Cowboys aren't nice. Cowboys
right.
are murderers. So why do we have fucking Cowboys and Texans? And if I was a Texan, I wouldn't want, like I said, I feel, and I'm not trying to, for anybody who is offended, I'm just trying to say, when do we sit here and say enough is enough? Are we going to sit here, I mean, now we have non-binary people, and I am, you know, to each their own, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you still got to fuck somebody to have a baby. Now, you could be non-binary. And I understand, we do have some animals that are asexual that have two sets of organs. And we do have some worms of one of the species that actually reproduce within themselves. They fuck each other. They fuck themselves. But at the end of the day, when you start saying non-binary, and like I said, for anybody who's non-binary, I'm just putting this out here because I want somebody to explain to me. So does that mean you can fuck yourself and have a baby? Because when... I actually think of non-binary, I think of worms. And I think of worms because they're one of the species that actually have the reproductive organs of both sexes, you know. So as humans, we don't have the reproductive organs of both sexes. We have one or the other. Every now and then you will have what we call a hermaphrodite. It's a person who will have both a vagina and a penis, but that is not the norm. And
mm-hmm.
as we go through this, and I'm sure there will be somebody, I'll get some feedback, oh, I'm trying to be funny. No, I want to understand because as we get through all this and as we want to be accepted, I want people to realize we still have a group of individuals, Anglo-Saxon white men, who are not going to conform. They're not going to believe in non-binary. They don't even want to accept homosexuals.
Right.
And as long as you have these people in charge, it doesn't matter what you call yourself or what you think you are or what you want to be. I think when you start putting a lot of labels out there, at the end of the day, your birth certificate is going to, when you're born, your birth certificate is not going to say non-binary. And I really want to put this out there because at the end of the day, you're choosing to be non-binary as you become older, but when you're born, to your parents, you're either born male or female.
Mm-hmm.
As an adult, you have the choice to say that you're non-binary.
So explain this to me. I never met a non-binary person.
Okay, a non-binary person just doesn't, regardless of what their gender is, they will prefer not to use he or she. Non-binary is a term nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And they is now a noun, which they was always a pronoun before, but they is now a noun. And a person who decides they're non-binary, regardless of what their gender actually is, has decided that they do not want to be called he or she.
Mm-hmm.
When the person says they're non-binary, their prefix is they. I've been learning this, as you can tell, I've been studying up on it. At the end of the day, non-binary is a term that they're using, but
mm-hmm.
Organ-wise, they're still male or female. It doesn't change. Unlike a transgender person, a non-binary individual has not gone through any of the changes. Well, let's rephrase it. The non-binary people that I currently know about have not gone through a gender transformation.
Right.
They have just decided that they do not want to be referred to as he or she. There are non-binary.
Right.
Born at birth male, non-binary born at birth female. Their name may be male or female, but at the end of the day, they refer to themselves as they. Non-binary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want the non-binary people to understand. If I look at you and you look like a chick, I'm going to call you her. If I look at you and you look at dude, I'm going to call you him. And as long as you have Anglo-Saxon white men running this country,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be called that. As a African-American female, I have the choice when I put down to say if I'm black or white. As much as it would be to my advantage to say that I'm white, come on now. I can put down on a job application that I'm a white female, but at the end of the day, when you look at me, you see a black female. So I can call myself what I want to call myself. But at the end of the day, until society, and I mean, it's going to be a while. I'm not going to, as you can tell, I'm not saying I don't understand, because I've been studying, because part of what I do, I have to be able to be, as they say, positive or neutral, or however you want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you, as a person who works around transgender people, I have not come across anybody that I work with, to my knowledge, that is non-binary. That doesn't mean that they aren't there. I'm
mm-hmm.
just saying it's my knowledge. Let me get something clear to you. They don't have bathrooms to say non-binary. I'm just keeping it
real.
So I know that there are places that will allow you to go to the restroom that you relate to as your gender, even though it's not your gender at birth.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, as a bitch who, when she drinks, I don't give a shit where I piss at. I really don't. I ain't gonna lie. I understand why they have male and female bathrooms. And I'll ask y'all, you just need to be in that bathroom. I'm serious. As long as you got stalls to a lily, man. And if I walk past a dude pissing at the urinal, do you think I'm going to give a shit if I got to go pee? If I got to pee that fucking bad, do you really think I'm going to take the time to look over and say, damn, oh boy, got to piss it? No! If I got to pee, I'm going to be rushing past you to try to get to the goddamn toilet. I'm just saying.
Let me ask, a few years ago, I've sort of heard, I think he's one of my Facebook friends, I think. I mean, not Twitter friends, I think. There's a man, I forgot his name, but I got to look it up. I got to look that guy up. Man was born with a vagina. A man with a vagina.
Buck, I know who you're talking about. He's actually a porn star.
Oh, okay.
And I know who you're talking about. I've actually had him on my show. He is actually going through gender reassignment. But because of the way, like, he no longer has breasts, he still has a vagina, but everything else is masculine on him other than his vagina. I'm not sure if he has finished his gender reassignment. I know that in order to get medical care, he was getting a lot of his medical care in Mexico, because no U.S. doctors wanted to take care of him, which I think is fucked up, because he still had to get the, until he got full gender reassignment, he had to still go through the, you know, regular female exams and all that.
Right.
So, at the end of the day, I mean, I know who you're talking about. He's actually a really great person. I love him. You know.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I just forgot his name, though. I know I've seen him.
I want to say his name is Buck. I want to say his first name is Buck. Do not quote me.
Uh-huh.
He's been on the show. Like I said, fabulous person. He actually, this was when I first started the show a few years ago when he was on. And all I can say is great person. At the time, he had not finished his reassignment. He may have by now. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Again, I know everybody says, why can you say, because all I can say is Sam was trying to, because I do love him. I mean, when I say one of the greatest people I've met, I mean, this is a case of, as a person who feels 100% female, but sometimes I'd be like, damn, I should be a dude. There are people who relate better to the opposite sex than they're born. And that I do not have a problem with. As a matter of fact, I don't have a problem with non-binary. I just don't understand non-binary. I'm just being honest. I understand transgender. I understand transgender a whole lot easier than I do non-binary, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
With transgender, I having a number of friends who are gay and are, I guess you call drag. Okay, let's use RuPaul as an example. You know, but having a number of people like that around me, it's a little bit easier for me to understand. I know people say, oh, well, what's the difference? I can understand, because when you talk and you have a conversation and the person just does not feel comfortable in the skin they were born in. I can understand that. Not buying it. So you're not having to reassign the surgery. You just don't want to be called he or she. But you want to be referred to as they. And that I don't understand. It doesn't mean that I won't come around, because I think that the more I'm educated, maybe I will understand better. I just totally don't understand. Like, I understand queer. I think that queer should be... I think queer probably is the best term for a lot of people, because I think that as human beings, yes, we do believe in... I'm like a lot of people. I think you should have sex who you want to. You know, I don't think there is a male-female thing. I think that who you love is who you love. So I can relate to queer. Because I think that who you love is who you love. And that's not always written in stone. I am not into bestiality. The first my statement be about animals, no. But I'm saying if two women love each other, I don't have a problem with it. If two men love each other, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I really do understand the term queer better than anything else, because I understand there are people who love both. You know, I love, and I'll use me as an example. I mean, if there was a woman who came into my life and, you know, we clicked and we wanted to be together and that's who I wanted to be with, when I all of a sudden say, oh, I'm gay, I would probably say I'm queer. Because I love who loves me. And I don't think you can put a gender on that. And I think that's what we've come to as a society, where we want to say male and female, lesbian or gay.
Mm-hmm.
How about we just love who we love? Because I can see two men together. And I can see two men raising a child. I can see two women raising a child. I don't think that we need to put ourselves into a box and say the only man and a woman can raise a child. Because look how fucked up this country is. I mean, look at the number of people who, look at the number a woman who, in my opinion, don't need to be fucking mother, but they would be a good surrogate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's my
right.
Let's raise a child. And there are some men who don't need to be fathers. But there are other men who, I mean, they could be a great sperm donor.
Right.
So, who am I to sit here and say two men can't love each other? Because sometimes two men might be able to raise a child better than a man and a woman together. And two women may be able to raise a child better than a man and a woman together.
True.
That's just what I see. You know, I'm not into that you got to have a mommy and daddy. Because I can tell you, as a person who was married, who has gotten a divorce, I wouldn't wish my ex-husband on a goddamn body, okay? As a matter of fact, he probably, you know, he might not have should have, he probably should have been a parent. He should have probably just been a sperm donor. I'm just keeping it real. I got some beautiful children.
Yeah.
But if I could have gotten the children and maybe raised them with someone else,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. And I'm sure if my ex-husband hears this, he's going to call me all kind of everything but a child of God. I'm just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's parent material. So, who, and I'm going to go back and say this because everybody's telling me I'm being precious, but no, this country is ran by Anglo-Saxon men, and they are the ones who are dictating what is acceptable. But one Anglo-Saxon man raping black women and having children by them and not claiming them? So what type of parents are them? An Anglo-Saxon white woman were having sex with black men and then saying that they raped them when they got knocked up. So what type of woman are them? You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I think that the problem is that people don't want to come out and say what it is. It's what somebody else thinks is acceptable. I think that who you love is your business. I can see all sides of it. I think who you have sex with is your business. What I don't think is I should be told I have to accept what you choose, because I don't think it's somebody's fucking business. I think that if you want to stick your tongue down the throat of somebody else, that's your business. Who you have sex with. But I just think that maybe if we would get out of the male and female gender thing and maybe go with queer, that's something that I could say that I could relate to better. And like I said, I'm sure there will be some people who say, Miss V, this, Miss V, that, okay. Miss V is just saying that. I mean, we have to look at things from the standpoint of homosexuality has been around for a long time. It didn't come about. What I want people to understand, homosexuality did not just come about in the 1980s. Homosexuality has been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start penalizing people for being homosexual, we have to start looking at what's going on. I don't think a person should be penalized or told that they're any less of anything because they're homosexual.
Amen. I mean, I live in a community that's been, I live where there are a lot of gay and lesbian people. I'm friends with a lot of gay and lesbian people. I live in a community where's lots of gay and lesbian. I mean, I know that neighborhood. I mean, I've been living in that neighborhood practically all my adult life, but I've been knowing it with known in going that community was gay and lesbian. I mean, probably since oh my god, at least 50 years, easy. I mean, I know that community, and I gay and lesbian people are like the friendliest people you ever want to meet. At least the ones I hang out with. And I'm just saying,
you know, when we start sitting here and we start saying, oh, well, this person's gay and they shouldn't be this or whatever, my problem is that the homosexual community is probably the most open and understanding community out of all the communities, because guess what? They love who they love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there may be prejudices within the community.
Mm-hmm.
But hell, I'm a black woman, and I can tell you, there's colorism in the black community.
Mm-hmm.
How many times, and as a person who is considered a light-skinned person, which I don't think I'm light-skinned because I look at, I'm brown, you know, I got a golden complexion. But I can tell you, I have friends that are truly, I have friends that can pass for white, and they know they can. And I can tell you that within the African-American community, we have our own set of racism. We have colorism. Because I can tell you that within our community, if you are fair-skinned, you get treated different than those who are darker. Period.
Mm-hmm.
I think our community is one of the few communities. Well, I take that back. Maybe the Hispanic communities go through that also because of the languages. But the African-American community is big on racism within the community. So, yeah, I would rather be in the queer community. At least I know when I'm in a queer community what I'm dealing with.
Yeah. But I gotta admit something. In my let's say 21. I was went to a gay bar for the first time at 21. Figured I'd have a good time, and I got to admit, and I'm not gonna lie, I was a little uncomfortable being around a lot of gay people. I was a little uncomfortable. I mean, I was 21. I was naive. What do I know?
Okay,
what do
I know about it? Was it because of it's something that was different and new to you, or was it because of the stereotype? Because sometimes we can be uncomfortable not because we actually truly are uncomfortable, but because of the stereotypes that we've been brought up with. Because I can tell you, and I won't use the term because it's very offensive to use it, so I'm not going to use it, but there was a term that was used to describe gayness. And I can tell you that even within the gay community, they still use this term. I will not use it because I will not offend anybody. And there are some terms that even though I know that it's acceptable to say within some communities, I will not say it because it's not acceptable for me to say. But the term begins with an F. And within that community, when you, a person is the F, and I'm not going to elaborate on it, they are different than your normal gay men. And I say that because I grew up with it, and I can tell you that sometimes there's also a fear that goes with it, because when you have a person who is that, they seem to be a little bit more hostile. They tend to be, there's just a lot to go with it. They they live up to stereotypes that are not good. They, it's just certain things. So I'll be the first one to say that, and again, I know everybody who's saying, Ms. V said, I'm not going to say it. There are some things that I just will not say, you know, especially since it's not my community. I don't have the right to say it. It's just like in the African American community. What we say to each other, we don't give license to somebody else to say. The N-word issue is very prevalent still in the black community, but if someone else were to say it, we just don't like it, and I will not do that to that community. But I will say F-word in that community. there are people who live up to it, and that was my first experience. I had a very bad experience with one of the people that they would call the F word, and he was hostile. He was mean, and he made threats towards me as I was a child. I did not know what he was. I was a child. I had not had any encounters. I had heard, but I did not know. So I will say wholeheartedly that within all of our communities, there are stereotypes that are still prevalent. You know, in the African-American community, let's keep it real. It's some stereotypes about us, and we'd be like, that ain't me. I'll give everybody a stereotype. We were talking about it earlier today. I'm from Detroit. And everybody assumes that because I'm from Detroit that I know how to shoot a gun. I do know how to shoot a gun, but it's not because I'm from Detroit. The first time I actually shot a gun was when I went to the military. But a lot of people didn't know that, so they just assumed that when I went on the firing range that I knew, you know, I was going to pick it up and be comfortable. A lot of people in my family own weapons. But for me to have a gun in my hand, that wasn't a norm. It's not something that we went through in my family. A gun was not something. We were, you know, gun laws, and this was back when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s. Gun locks are really real. You know, you didn't put your hand on no gun.
Right, right, right.
So
my parents never carried a gun.
But I'm just saying, I grew up in a house with weapons, but I knew not to touch it. If I liked living, I knew not to touch that bitch, okay? I knew not to look at it. But that's the difference. So I grew up with it, but I'm from Detroit, and I can tell you, my parents don't own a weapon. The people who own weapons in my family, my uncle, who was an avid hunter, he actually hunt rabbits, and my grandmother, who had her CCW because of her business. Those were the only two people I ever, and I take that back, my aunt also had a gun because she worked with my grandmother.
Right.
But aside from that, we didn't have guns in my family. It was not the norm. I grew up here in Detroit. I can tell you the first time I put my hands on a gun was when I went to the military. Do I know what a shotgun looked like? Yeah. My uncle is a hunter. That I put my hands on the shotgun? Hell no, I like living. If my uncle didn't teach me how to shoot that gun, I wouldn't about to put my hands on it. It wasn't even something to play with. I'm serious. And I think that's what people don't understand, that there is an inherent fear not to do things. But it's also the stereotype that goes with that. I don't fit into the stereotype. But there are some communities, let's use Jamaican. There is an assumption that Jamaicans have 10 jobs. We joke about it. I don't know anybody who's going to talk about, ooh, you got to have 4 or 5 jobs here in Jamaica. I'm sure that all Jamaicans don't have 4 or 5 jobs. I'm just going to keep it real. If they're here in the U.S., they might not have 4 or 5 jobs. They might only have one. But it goes with the stereotype that we talk about them. Now, it's a compliment to that community, but do you know how many people in that community might think that's an insult to say that about them? I don't know. I haven't asked. You look at Mexicans. We think that all they do is take a siesta every day. I mean, I remember watching the cartoon and what was it? It was on Bugs Bunny, and it was a guy who, it was one of the characters on Bugs Bunny. They would take a siesta cafe. You know, and we saw nothing wrong with that. But in all actuality, that could be disrespectful to that culture. I mean, in all actuality, I do, as I've grown and I've grown up, I know why they take siesta. It was because of the heat. you know, because they want wanted it to cool down. But it was a horrible stereotype to assume that all Mexicans see from noon to three or noon to four or whatever. So I think we just have to learn how to get comfortable with some things and realize that just because we may grow up with a culture or thinking a culture is a certain way, that doesn't mean it's correct. Just like I'm a dog owner, and people assume all dog owners are nasty and they're animals. I'll tell you, and this is true, a lot of people assume, oh, your dog kisses the street, your dog eats something. No, my dog, that's my dog sleep on me, yes. That's my dog eat on my face. Hell no. You know, there are certain things my dog just don't do. Like, I don't let my dog be up in the kitchen. You know, I'm adamant on, about that, but I'm a dog owner. You know. But like I said, does my dog sleep on my bed? Yes. But do he be all up? You know, you see people, oh, all dog owners, they kiss all up in the house. No, that shit don't happen. I have a German Shepherd and a Pit Bull Terrier. No, we don't play that shit.
Are they big dogs, medium, small?
My German Shepherd is 70 pounds. He's standing here looking at me right now, getting his ears rubbed, like begging for more attention.
Of course.
And I'm rubbing him, but he's big. No. He's still got some growing to grow. But he's not even 2 years old yet. He just turned a year. And then my pit bull, he's in my family room. But then my lots of other dogs that people would think would sleep on my bed, that's what sleep on my bed at all, which is my 18 pounds.
And you get any, so like, let's see, what's the word I'm looking for? We have a pit bull. People think all pit bulls are so like mean. Mean dog. You ever get people to tell you about that?
I have people ask me, and I'd be like, listen, it's how you raise them, because now, is my pit bull mean? He's mean toward, I won't even say he's mean, because all he want to do is kiss and hug you. Now, does he fight with my German Shepherd? Yes. But they're siblings. They're less than a year apart as far as age.
Mm-hmm.
So their fighting is the fighting that brothers and sisters would do. Now, do they do some rough fighting? Because I'd be looking, I'd be like, dog, you look like you've been beat up. And they do go at it. But it's not because they've been trained that way.
Okay. Stereotype.
They go
that's
at
the word
it.
I'm
I
looking
mean,
for. Stereo. That's the word I'm looking for. Stereotypes about pit dogs, pit bulls. That's
I mean,
the
they
I'm
go
looking.
At it because they just they go at it because they get irritated with each other. I mean, hell, you get don't you get irritated with your siblings?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, so I tell people, I was like, I have two different breeds too. I guess people would say when they live together. I actually have three different breeds because I have my German Shepherd, I have my Lhasa Apso, and I have my pit bull. And I can tell you that I have three different breeds that all live together. Now, my German Shepherd and my pit bull go at it, but they go at it like siblings would go at it, if that makes sense. They get irritated, they argue with each other, they fight.
Okay. Let's just say if I'm a stranger. Let's just say if I'm a stranger. I mean, I don't blame your German Shepherd pit bull. I don't blame him. But if I came see your dogs for the first time, a complete stranger, they probably go. Probably I don't
know. Yeah, they bark at everybody. They because I have slowly let them know, like, I don't bring my dogs around strangers. Like, you know how people say, oh, can I pet your dog? I don't let strangers in my dog.
Okay.
I make sure, like, whomever comes in my home, for one, it's a choice I made because I don't want them thinking that everybody is okay. Their initial reaction is that they love everybody. That is their reaction. Unless you train
okay.
them to hate everybody. It's the way you train them. My dogs love everybody. So since I don't want them to think that it's okay for anybody to come into my home, I make sure that they're not around repairmen. They're not around anybody. They're only around family. Everybody's not allowed to pet them. I really am selective about who touches them and who cares for them. Now, they go to the groomer and they go to the kennel. But outside of that, like, you can't walk up to my house. I mean, first of all, they're dogs. Dogs bite. They got teeth.
Of course.
Am I going to say they're going to bite you? I'm going to go back and say this again. They're dogs that have teeth.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Like I said, I don't blame them. I mean, if a stranger comes in your house, I mean, if a stranger comes to your house, or at least break into your house, you know. I mean, I don't have a dog. I don't have pets. But I know how they react with that. Their reaction: if they break into the house, they charge at them, bit them.
They're protecting their home.
I mean,
you don't, it's like, I when my dogs get into it with each other, now, I have had to kind of go in between, and I paid that price for going in between the two of them, and they're not aggressive animals by nature. They're not aggressive.
Okay.
But when they go at it, and they're going at it there, what I do is I have gotten in between them, and I have paid the price for stepping in between them. And that price is being that I have gotten scratched up. I have not gotten bit because I'm not crazy enough to put my hand where their mouths are. But I have pulled them back. I have, you know, as they say, made sure that they aren't out there the way other people would think they are. Like, I will get in between them. And I think that's the difference because I do know to get in between the two of them. I know the price that I pay for getting in between them. I know when I get between the two of them, I take the risk that I'm going to get bit. You know, especially when they're fighting. They fight with their mouth. Part of their fighting is they fight with their mouth. I take that risk when I get in between the two of them that I'm going to get bit. I try not to put my hand there, but I know how to get in between them. I have some serious scratches on them from me getting in between them. Let's be real.
I can imagine they're like puppies. Playful type dogs.
Yeah.
Like little puppies.
I mean, these are the two dogs that put like this. If you break into my house in the middle of the night, yeah, your ass gonna get tore up. But they also, because they're very protective of me,
mm-hmm.
when I go to sleep at night, I don't go to bed wondering if anything is going to happen. Actually, I sleep better because even though they make my life extremely uncomfortable, when I say they make it uncomfortable, they each sleep on each side of me. There's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they only give me a small amount of area to sleep, but they make sure that when I'm sleeping, they're sleeping. Now, they may move. Like, they can tell my move when I'm sleeping or whatever, and they will move around. But they don't. I mean, my bedroom, you're not getting into my bedroom. And they make sure that while I'm sleeping, that I'm calm.
I can dig it. I can dig it.
But I don't break no ground. Like I said, I don't take no ground for life. When delivery people come, oh, they go at it. They know the mailman. You know, my mailman is a nice guy, but they're not going, you know, they see the mailman's like, okay, it's time to go after you. That's what they do. Amazon comes, it's time to go after you.
They're in attack mode, huh?
I'll call it protection mode, because attack
okay.
mode would mean that they're going after them. But protection, because you don't know the intention of the person that's coming to your home.
Right.
You know, anybody would be protective of their home.
Right. Okay.
I always tell people, what would you do if a stranger walked up into your house? You ain't saying, yo, what's up, open up the door.
In other words, you're saying, come at your own risk.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
I like
that.
My neighbors, they know who they are. That should have been rough in the kicker. I can't believe they let Atlanta get away with that. No, they're showing the highlights from the Rams and the Falcons game. And
uh-huh.
it looked like Atlanta went after the kicker, and I was like, that should have been a roughing the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they didn't call roughing the kicker. But see, this is what I'm saying. We know what a Ram is. We know what a Falcon is. We even know what a damn Buccaneer is. And we know what a Saint is. What the fuck is a damn Commander? Yeah, I'm back on this shit. We know what a Dolphin is. We know what a Raven is.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, they was going at it at the Saints and the Buccaneers. Did they? Damn, that was a fight. That's the fight they was talking about. I'm so glad it wasn't in Detroit. Oh, they all kind of fags went. The Buccaneer, okay, the fourth quarter, okay, so that was the fight. That was the bench-clearing thing they were saying. The Bucs got that. They intercepted.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the end of the game was, but I guess Tom Brady and the Buccaneers weren't
mm-hmm.
playing games with nobody. Okay, so maybe they did beat the Saints. I don't know. Oh, and they intercepted, so yeah, that looks like the Buccaneers beat the Saints, but okay, so I don't know what the hell was going on. Look, they beat Tampa Bay beat New Orleans 20-10. I want to know what was going on in the third match. Okay. Well, I'll find out tomorrow when I watch the news when I get up in the morning. And look, I knew they said that some game, all I knew is that Detroit wasn't on the news fighting, so I was good.
I think
you're
like a
people fighting.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What'd you say?
Oh, I think you should make it a theme for your next show. What is a commander? Make it a theme for that.
I'm gonna have to find out
a topic.
What commander is.
Make it a topic.
I'm gonna have to start doing some research. What the fuck is a damn commander? I'm just curious.
You should make that
What's
a topic
a
for your next show.
That's a good idea, because I think that we could get people talking. Because we really don't know. Think about it. We really don't know what a commander is.
Right.
We don't know. You know, at the end of the day, they probably don't know what they are either.
Yeah.
And now we getting ready. Okay, at the end of the show, let me ask this person, because we're getting ready to end the show, but let me see who this caller is. Let me ask them. Hey, caller,
hey,
what's
up?
What's going on?
you know, everything's cool, you know what I'm saying? Hello?
So you want to answer our question, what the hell is a commander?
Commander?
Yeah.
Commander is the one, is the chief, the one that's in the front, you know what I mean? The one that tells everybody else
okay.
what to do.
Okay, well, we're talking about the Washington football team.
Which one?
See?
What?
Proven. My point is proven.
Oh, shit, man. I'm in the wrong place. Man, I thought I thought I was calling something else. You know what? That's okay, though. This is what we're going to do. We'll wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? We'll wrap it up. Look it. Y'all know what we're talking about. We're talking about love. Love, the universal language. Some people don't know what you're talking about because you don't speak their language. That's okay, though.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are the ones that don't understand what you be saying. And sometimes you be projecting stuff to folks, and they ain't reflecting what you be projecting. So you just set those folk on the side. But these other folk over here that hear what you're saying, they're like, yeah, man, come on, bring me some mo. But you can't stop and start arguing, fighting with people that don't understand anything, because that wouldn't make no sense to the people they're listening to, you know what I'm saying? So let's just keep it real, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we had switched back to football. We were trying to figure out what the hell the Commanders were.
Man,
all
I don't
these
know
football
what
teams changed
about.
Their
you
names.
You guys got me lost, man.
So we don't want them
lost. I thought we were talking about sex and everything, you know, but we ain't talking about sex.
Oh,
we were talking about
sex earlier. We actually weren't talking about sex. We were talking about non-binary and understanding and caring about people. But then we went back to football.
That's what
I want to
talk about,
around.
That kind of thing. I want to go deep off into that because, you know what I'm saying? When you go deep off into love, you're like, damn, man. How deep is love? Love says, it's boundless and immeasurable. How do you feel? And I said, man, I feel good. How? Oh, come on.
And see, you call us at the tail end of the show because, see, now you got to call us back next week because you know we have to tell Ian. Start for the day. Everybody this week is going to be trying to figure out what a commander is. Not in the military. This all got Washington
what kind
team.
Of commander you,
we're trying to figure out what
they're
talking
are. About. Well, hold up. I'm the commander in chief. You know what I'm saying? I am. So you're talking
okay,
to me.
Okay, being
like,
a commander in chief
know,
is one thing, but we're
talking
about
to.
The
we're
talking about the Washington football team that used to be the Redskins. They changed their name to Commanders. So since we kicked their butt, because I'm a Detroit Lions fan and I'm a Lion, we was trying to figure out what the heck is a commander. Because they don't really know what they are no more. And I even asked Commander fans, I said, where are y'all? And they was like, we're a commander. And we was like, but what are you? When you can't define what your team is.
Hold up. You talking
when
about
you have a name, but you really don't know what you are, you got
hold up. You know
like,
you...
I went to Eastern Michigan University, and we used to be the Hurons. And they changed our
That's
name
cool.
to the Eagles. Okay, the Huron tribe was okay with us keeping it, but somebody just said it was offensive. We don't know who, because the Huron tribe didn't say it was offensive, but we became Eagles. Okay, but we know what the Eagles are. We're trying to figure out if they went from the Redskins to the Commanders. We just want to know, what is y'all identity? You know, what are y'all dealing with? Because they can't tell us. And the Commander fans, all they know is that they got a new name, but they don't know what they are either. And
you
with that note, we're going to come back next week, and we may figure out what a commander is next week. But with that, everybody have a great week. Have fun. Think about it. Find out what a commander is.
Okay. Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.